Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Glenn Ingram joins us as he does every Thursday for the Trial Files. How are you, Glennie?
Going well, Michael, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. What a weekend. Three Group 1s over 2 days, a grand final. Oh, who are you going for in the footy?
I'm going for Melbourne, Michael. I thought they were the best team the Bombers played this year, so yeah, I think they can get up.
Are you trying to weave the Bombers in there as a form line? Anyway, good luck with that. Hey, we've got some good horses back at the jump outs as well. The Friday set of jump outs at Flemington just continues to find winners, and it sounds like you're pretty confident you've found a few more.
Yeah, they sure do, Michael. Heat 6, Embolism, continues to jump out well ahead of his return to the races for trainer Danny O'Brien. He's a progressive four-year-old horse, and this was a quality heat. It was running really quick time, so he just worked home nicely under a squeeze there. I think it was Damien Oliver in the saddle. He hit the line in third. Really nice performance. So Hawker Hurricane led throughout to win that heat. He's going well, obviously, for Mike Moroney.
Golden Shamrock is another one from the Saab Hassan stable that caught your eye.
Yeah, Michael, gee, this horse has been a real surprise packet. He won fresh up at Benalla for trainer Saab Hassan, breaking his maiden there after some strong jump outs. He's been back again since that win. And this was another really good performance there. He looks to improve every time he steps out, and I love the way he accelerated in the straight to win that heat. So he'll be very competitive in a benchmark 64, and I see he's been nominated at least for Benalla tomorrow afternoon. So he'd be a great chance if he goes there.
All right, we'll have a look at those prices when they come up as well. Destination, another one of the Godolphin strong blue army that they bounced from Sydney down to Melbourne.
Yeah, he's absolutely flying, Michael. He was narrowly beaten first go in Victoria there by He's a Bolter and Dirty Thoughts. I mean, they're subsequent winners since. So this was a sizzling jump out. He did it on the bit throughout to win nicely. So he's got a lot of fitness on his side. He's in great order, and I think he can win again. He's also accepted at Moonee Valley on Friday night, so another great chance.
Cranbourne jump outs. We've got an unnamed two-year-old that we need to keep an eye on here that you've seen.
Yeah, very impressive performance from Merchant Navy out of Platinum Express, Billy, there in Heat 2, trained by Busson and Young. I thought she was the most impressive of the two-year-old heats there on the morning. She was good out of the gates, and she did want to get her head to one side in the straight, but, gee, she stretched out nicely, showed a good turn of foot there in the straight. So a lot of those Merchant Navies have been really impressive at the trials this week. I know that Tom noted that in Sydney, so keep an eye on them.
All right, well, get that name once it comes through of you. We'll be eagerly awaiting that. And there's the aptly named Out of Isolation for Greg Urell. Who you think we should be following?
Yes, well named, isn't it? We're still waiting for it. The four-year-old, he comes off a lengthy spell, 71 weeks, so he's had obvious issues. But he had a brilliant start to his career when he finished second on debut at Caulfield as a two-year-old. Clearly, he's been out for a long time, but he was just towards the rear there throughout, and he crept through late. It was a really good return, but I think he'll have another, and then we'll see him at the races.
71 weeks, almost as long as we've been in lockdown. Let's go to the Tatura trials. Mighty Hercules is one from the John Salinitri stable you like.
Yeah, Michael, Mighty Hercules, heat 4 there. He's put together two nice trials in his career so far, a narrow win at Bendigo. This was a very quiet second here on this occasion behind a runaway winner in Fast Time. John's horses, as a rule, are often well hidden in trials, and they come out and surprise us on race day. But this one's been a real standout amongst the competition so far to date. I think we can follow it.
All right. Caulfield jump outs, a couple there that we should be following?
Yeah, certainly handy two-year-olds. They're now three-year-olds. Sudoku and Extreme Warrior for the Price Kent Junior Stable. They've jumped out impressively, gearing up for their spring campaign. South Parade led the field up, and these two pounced on him out wide late. So I thought it was a nice, strong piece of work from those two horses. Good times for both heading towards the races.
You've gone everywhere today. Ararat, we see the Goodwood winner, Savitou XL.
Yeah, the pride of the Northern Territory here jumped out in brilliant fashion, as you'd expect, Michael. He scorched the turf in the fastest time of the morning. He looked to do it all very easy there for the Tony and Calvin McAvoy stable. The sort of work that he could probably go straight to the races off, so keep an eye on you.
And what's this one you found at Mornington here?
Well, a couple of Leviathan owners in this. He won confrontational with the Warren and Crongold stable. Just a fair trial, I thought, first time out this prep at Cranbourne. Achieved big improvement with the blinkers back on. I loved his work there in the straight. I think he's a real blinkers horse. So it was a nice jump out win. He looks ready to go first up.
Yeah, he's come back well after his gelding operation. So fingers crossed, he did look very nice in that jump out. Now, you've been on fire in recent weeks. Where are we making some money?
Cranbourne today. I thought race one, number 13, Bocardi, can bounce back off. Had a bit of a tired run there on debut at Sandown, but around this tighter track, I think it'll give us a good sight. Speedy Philly, she looks well placed. And tomorrow, Michael, Vanilla, race 6, number 15, Golden Shamrock, if they go there, you can get odds of $21. I thought it was a fantastic jump out. I don't think it's a very strong 64 field, so definitely has something on if he goes there.
$21, Golden Shamrock, race 6, number 15, tomorrow. What about a couple over the weekend?
Best from the trials at Moonee Valley and Sandown. Friday, Moonee Valley, race 5, number 7, Destination. Saturday, race 1, number 3, How Romantic. And Saturday, Sandown, race 2, number 5, Embolism.
Good luck, Glennie.
Thanks, Michael. You too.
Glenn Ingram from...